Time Warner Audiobooks presents First to Die, a novel by James Patterson. Acknowledgements. My thanks to the following people whose hard work and expertise helped in the writing of this book. Dr. Greg Zorman, Chief of Neurosurgery, Lakeland Hospital, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who I'd like on my side in a crisis. The lovely and talented Fern Galperin, Mary Jordan, Barbara Grisevsky, and Irene Markoki. Prologue. Inspector Lindsay Boxer. It is an unusually warm night in July, but I'm shivering badly as I stand on the substantial gray stone terrace outside my apartment. I'm looking out over glorious San Francisco, and I have my service revolver pressed against the side of my temple. "God damn you, God," I whisper. Quite a sentiment, but appropriate and just, I think. I hear Sweet Martha whimpering. I turn and see she is watching me through the glass doors that lead to the terrace. She knows that something is wrong. "It's okay," I call to her through the door. "I'm okay. Go lie down, girl." Martha won't leave, though, won't look away. She's a good, loyal friend who's been nuzzling me good night every single night for the past 6 years. As I stare into the border collie's eyes, I think that maybe I should go inside and call the girls. Claire, Cindy, and Jill would be here almost before I hung up the phone. They would hold me, hug me, say all the right things. "You're special, Lindsay. Everybody loves you, Lindsay." Only, I'm pretty sure that I'd be back out.